We've been working to piece together more information about the Tsarnaev brothers, their backgrounds, and what may have led them to carry out the bombing attack on Monday. Here's NPR's Daniel Zwerdling.
It's amazing how many details you can find out about somebody's life in just a few hours. But they're details, and they don't tell you anything about what's really inside the person's soul. And that's what all of us at NPR found today. People we talked to who knew the brothers say pretty much what their aunt said. Her name is Marit Tsarnaeva. How could this be true? Could they have really done this?
This totally doesn't make sense to me. Totally. Knowing these two boys, knowing what their values are, what grudge they might have, it's not like they would be sitting there and plotting something against humanity.
Tamerlan Tsarnaeva. He was the older brother in the black hat. He's the one who got killed early this morning. He was born in Kyrgyzstan. He lived briefly in Chechnya. He came to the U.S. around 10 years ago as a teenager. He had a green card. He studied accounting, off and on at community college. And he was into boxing. Chris Coogan says he used to box with him at a gym in the Austin neighborhood. He says Tsarnaev was good, didn't seem angry or religious, maybe a bit off in his own world.
He was actually quiet and like standoffish a little bit. Maybe arrogant, didn't talk a lot, but he was actually pretty helpful as far as helping people with technique and stuff.
In fact, Tsarnaev took boxing seriously enough that he fought in a Golden Gloves bout 3 years ago. A spokeswoman for the U.S. Boxing Association says he lost that match. One of the most interesting footprints that Tsarnaev left is his wish list on Amazon.com. Just type his email address into a search box on Amazon. It's theprofessor@realhiphop.com. And a wish list pops up with Tsarnaev's first name. And here are some of the things he listed. How to make driver's licenses and other IDs on your home computer. A paperback called The ID Forger, the eternal bestseller, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And a Chechen dictionary and phrasebook. His aunt says Tamerlan Tsarnaev became a more devout Muslim in recent years. A profile on YouTube with his name on it had links to videos about radical Islam, but we haven't been able to confirm them. And leaders of the biggest mosques in Boston told NPR that so far, nobody in their community recognizes him or his younger brother. That younger brother in the white hat, Jahar Tsarnaev, he's the one who the FBI says is still on the lam. People say positive things about him, too. Sierra Schwartz went to school with him.
The Jahar that I knew at the time was friendly, quiet, but not in a alarming way. He was just, you know, soft-spoken, but very, you know, funny, very sweet, sociable, always, you know, had someone to eat lunch with. He never seemed like an outcast ever.
The records show that Jahar Tsarnaev was a good student. He got a scholarship from the city of Cambridge. The city grants only a few dozen each year. And he was a good wrestler. He was cited a couple years ago as one of the greater Boston League winter all-stars. A guy who knew him, Zolan Young, says Tsarnaev was the kind of young man you could count on.
This was somebody that if I needed a ride home late at night, I could always know that Jahar would give it to me. If anyone tells you that there was any sort of detail in this kid's character and this kid's attitude and his, you know, in his activities that he did daily that would hint that he would do anything like this, they're absolutely lying.
But here's a chilling part. Jahar apparently was an avid tweeter. And a few years ago, his tweets read like any 18-year-old. No matter how many times I'm late and no matter the consequences, I swear I still manage to be late. Or, take me down to Paradise City where the piff is loud and the girls are pretty. Then, the day of the bombing, last Monday, he wrote, "Ain't no love in the heart of the city. Stay safe, people." We don't know what time he wrote that. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.